Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 16th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has a manhunt on their hands. They're looking for 33-year-old Michael Anthony Jones of Fort Bragg, who was suspected in two shootings over the weekend. The first was Saturday when Jones got into an argument with another man over stolen property and fired a gun at him. Fortunately, he was not injured. The second shooting was Sunday morning when they were called to a different home, only to find the same victim, a 62-year-old man, but this time with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was treated at a local hospital for an injury that was non-life-threatening. Jones is 5 feet 11 inches tall and 175 pounds. He has brown hair, hazel eyes, and a tattoo on the right side of his neck. Anyone who sees him, contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Authorities on Monday suspended their search for the possible survivors after a Cozy Mark IV plane crashed into the water near Half Moon Bay on Sunday night, shortly after taking off from the Half Moon Bay Airport. Wreckage from the aircraft was found upside down in the water. A woman's body was discovered nearby. Authorities are still trying to determine what happened and believe there is still one person missing. Santa Rosa police arrested two men and three juveniles on Sunday for gang offenses and possession of an unregistered ghost gun. 28-year-old Joseph Cervantes and 18-year-old David Diaz were the driver and passenger. The arrest was made possible by the gang crimes team, who assisted in the investigation. In sports, the Bills topped the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-17. Then Tampa Bay beat Philadelphia 32-9. Your forecast: cloudy, a little fog early, then rain moving in. Heaviest through the afternoon, highs today in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain will eventually end, a little breezy. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, areas of dense fog, then partly cloudy with upper 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, or in the process of rebuilding, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local diamond-certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz, and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom decor. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
When my wife and I decided to replace our kitchen cabinets, we did a lot of shopping. Then we happened to drive by a Cabinets 101. The personal attention we received from Stan and his staff was second to none. They helped us with measurements and ideas that would fit our lifestyle and our budget. The quality, the versatility of configurations, and attention to detail made us lifelong customers. I will continue to recommend Cabinets 101 with complete confidence.
Bring in your project measurements, and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park, or online at cabinets101.net.
If you're a human resource professional, recruiter, or business owner, you should have another title after your name: Assistant CFO. It's true. Every person that you hire has a direct impact on the profitability of your organization. Hire well, and profitability increases. Hire poorly? Well, that's not good. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read on Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read on Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over 1 million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read on Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. Readonsonoma.org.
Anytime you need more info on a tune you're listening to on Jazzy, just use our texting service. Text the words "now playing" to 707-528-9393. We send you the name of the artist and the title of the song right back to your phone. The greatest songs of all time, well, they continue apace with Rosemary Clooney in the Still of the Night on Jazzy 93.7.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I love you? Are you my life to be, my dream come true? Or will this dream of mine fade out of sight? Like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill, in the chill still of the night.
Thank you. thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand. Both thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I feel so rich in a hut for two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of, not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand. A hut for two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of, not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Jazzy.
When you hear the name Sonoma Vein and you think varicose veins or spider veins, great. We can help you and would love to see you. Big news, due to patient demand, Sonoma Vein has expanded their range of aesthetic services to include Botox, fillers, chemical peels for men and women, and microneedling. Microneedling has been around and evolving for over 50 years. This is a treatment that's performed in office and is minimally invasive. We use it to treat a variety of concerns: wrinkles, scars, uneven texture, enlarged pores, acne scars, and sun damage. Simply call for an appointment with Arlene Padilla, Sonoma Vein's aesthetic nurse with over 20 years of experience. If you're ready to improve the look of your skin, call Sonoma Vein today for a consultation with Arlene Padilla, 636-8346. Sonoma Vein provides the safest, most comprehensive therapies available. To learn more about all the services Sonoma Vein offers, visit SonomaVein.com. SonomaVein.com.
So today would be the last day to enjoy that wonderful Northern Lights Art Walk at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. I don't know if you've heard of it before, but it's worth taking some time at dusk to enjoy. From dusk to 9:30 p.m., today is the last day to enjoy this free self-guided art walk through LBC's Outdoor Sculpture Garden. If you want details on this, we've got them. KJZY.com, click on events. Meanwhile, the greatest songs of all time continue. Johnny Mathis on Jazzy, 93.7.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be
the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are, your chances are awfully good.
May come to me, it's true, but what care I, for I'll get by as long as I have you.
Time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. Oh, the last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her all that way. Dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of the squeaky horns was music to my ears. Yeah, the last time I saw Paris, my heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember that way. The last time I saw Paris, the last time I saw Paris,
Jazzy 93.7, KJZY, the greatest songs of all time. The last time I saw Paris, there's Dean Martin. We also heard Della Reese, her beautiful voice on I'll Get By. We're looking for a chance for showers today. Our high reaches around 53 with good air quality. The rain stays tomorrow, too. Ahmad Jamal and Easy to Love on our way to 7 on Jazzy. Thank you.
Jazzy, 93.7 KJZY, Sebastopol.
93.7 Jazzy.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 16th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. First Lady Jill Biden will fly into the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport Thursday for a brief visit to Healdsburg. After touching down around 2:15, she'll head to the home of Barbara Grasecki and Tony Crabb, owners of Puma Springs Vineyards, for a meet-and-greet fundraiser lasting about an hour. Her busy schedule then takes her on to Salt Lake City later in the day, then Park City, back to California, and finally on to Ohio on Friday. Donald Trump has scored a record-setting win in the Iowa caucuses, with his rivals far behind. With 91% of the vote in, Trump won 51% of the vote. DeSantis was a close second with 21%. Nikki Haley close behind and third at 19%. Coming in a distant fourth was Vivek Ramaswamy, who then dropped out of the race. A woman was killed Monday while riding her bicycle on steep mountain roads in Sonoma County. The crash happened just before 1:30 on Hauser Bridge Road, west of King Ridge Road. The CHP believes the woman was riding at an unsafe speed and did not slow down when the roadway curved. Her bicycle hit a downed tree and fell off the roadway. Her name has not yet been released. In sports, the Buffalo Bills topped the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-17 in a cold and frigid game. Then later in the nightcap, the Tampa Bay Bucks beat the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Warriors. And your forecast, cloudy with pockets of fog to start the day, then rain moving in, heaviest this afternoon, highs today in the mid-50s, look for around.